This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Sweet dreams are made of this.
Coming up, I actually agree with Piers Morgan. The planets have aligned. Yeah, he thinks if a town is named White and it shouldn't be banned. Leo Zagami, he brought up civil war. The globalists, the left-hand path, they know they're losing. The lost ones think if they can control us, they'll find absolution, which is not true. Obviously, giving themselves over to God's will is the answer. But you talk about revolution, violence. That's their admitted plan. That's in the WikiLeaks from 4 years ago. Now it's here. What do you expect to happen?
Well, one of the pioneers, one of the prophets of the race war, we all know, was Charles Manson. And we all know who was Charles Manson and what he did to arrive to that point in which he killed all the, he got his followers to kill all those people. And so Charles Manson is the prophet of these libtards. And coming from California, it's a very suited prophet for what we are seeing here depicted on the screen with a drag queen impersonating an abortion just for fun on Halloween Day. I mean, we are really going towards a division in our society. So also a division in the United States of America that could become the divided States of America. What does that mean? Means that parts of the United States of America will, of course, stand with these hypocrites, with the Satan, with the enemy, and they would like to persecute Christians. So the other part will have to defend themselves. And that's why we are inevitably going, if Trump impeachment moves forward, towards this civil war that will divide our country. And in that case, we have to be very careful because California, Northern California, holds Silicon Valley and holds a lot of the servers in this war, which is also an information war. We have seen them active in the censorship more and more. And aside from my official profile being closed down because of the Epstein thing, the other emergency profile was closed down simply for posting an article regarding Pachamama, this idol that was paraded in a procession by the Vatican in front of the Pope, which is another idol like Moloch, which they dedicate child sacrifice to, human sacrifice to Pachamama in the Andes.
Amazing. All right. So you got to go to leozagami.com. You got to go to band.video, infowars.com. And Leo, we need to get you a login account, get you your own sub account so you can post what, you know, your reports and mirror them to band.video. That's why we built it, and it's almost ready to start having members for free. We'll host trusted members material. God bless you and talk to you soon.
Thank you so much for this.
Thank you. You want to tell Gunn what he just said on.
Well, I think it comes down to this, Alex, and there's a couple of issues. We've touched on them today. You look at what's going on with the Roger Stone case. Well, okay, we can at least fight it intellectually with our free speech, right? Well, now they're taking away our free speech, so what are we left to? Well, First Amendment, Second Amendment. You have election fraud going on a massive level. You have an illegal impeachment going on right now against Donald J. Trump, the 45th president of the United States, elected by this republic. And what are they doing? Well, they're removing Alex Jones from social media. They're banning InfoWars.
They're getting ready to make their big move.
And so basically, Alex, is what it's come down to for us is like, hey, we wanted to take America back with our First Amendment. And we still want to take America back with our First Amendment. But when the First Amendment fails, you go to the Second Amendment. That's not a threat.
And that's why they're going to stage false flags before we ever even do that. And we don't, you know, they're coming for our kids, and they're not going to stop.
So I think, you know, I'll close it out with this, Alex. Donald Trump controls Donald Trump's destiny. If he wants to go down in history as Orange Man bad, then that's on him.
Yeah, and let me tell you, he's watching too much cable news. He's too damn confident.
And if he wants
to, I smelled his victory. And folks, I'm telling you, I'm smelling a real potential. It's not good.
Well, just as Trump will control his destiny to either be the greatest American hero or wrongfully labeled as the biggest traitor, America has the right to determine its destiny. Do we want to be free? Do we want to have free speech? Do we want to have a Second Amendment?
Are we going to let this group of bullying criminals tell us what to do?
So that's what it is ultimately going to come down to.
Well, I know what I'm doing. I'm rolling my sleeves up, and I'm fighting hard in the InfoWar right now. doing stunts to get the word out. Owen, War Room's coming up in 55 minutes.
Big guests today. Big guests.
All right. Stay with us. We are running the Everything Must Go Super Sale, but it's going to have to end by early next week because we're selling out of many of our best-selling products like Ultra 12, the best B12 you're going to find liquid. Take it under the tongue. That is 50% off, free shipping, double Patriot points, but it's about to sell out. Vaso Beets, oh my gosh, with all of the great compounds that are in beet concentrates. This is a very strong concentrate. It's 50% off. Research all the things it does for your body. That is about to end. Unlock the ancient power of bone broth. 50% off. That's very close to selling out. Myco ZX that goes after the candida, the yeast, the mold in the gut. That's 50% off. Free shipping. Double Patriot points. All this is free shipping. Double Patriot points. That's about to end. Living Defense that everybody loves so much. That's 50% off. That's about to end. It is a huge sale. InfoWarsStore.com and your purchases fund the InfoWar.
InfoWars.com/show. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Won't you come see about me? I'll be alone, dancing, you know it, baby. Tell me your troubles and doubts. Giving everything inside and out and
ladies and gentlemen, we're back live. We're broadcasting worldwide, and I want to get into just the incredible fomenting of racial attacks against white people. And we're lining those clips up. I thought they were in the computer. They're not. So we're getting that lined up, and then I'm going to go to those clips because this is very important. Then I'm going to get some into 6G, if you haven't heard of that in the last segment. We have Millie Weaver, Robert Barnes coming back in on the just gigantic news they hope nobody shares, that we caught how they stole Kentucky, and it's not too late to stop them. So that's coming up. So we'll be right back in a moment. This is really an important announcement. Alex Jones here announcing a very important development. So please pay attention, and please write notes and check out the claims I'm going to make, because this can change your life, guaranteed, in multiple ways. Not just your health, not just your quality of life, not just your teeth, but your political freedom, your religious freedom, your right to self-defense, your children's freedom. We're introducing Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste, developed by my father, a retired dentist, working with oral surgeons, top researchers, scientists, and the number one developer of silver technologies for use in the medical field and for private citizens in the United States. That's who developed this. And yes, it's called whitening toothpaste, and it does that, and it does a great job of it. But it's also got the patented nanosilver that knocks out the bacteria and the gingivitis like nothing else. It's incredible. And then it's got the above sea coral calcium carbonate, which is known to not only whiten, but remineralize your teeth. And so many of the other whitening toothpaste clean them, but they also eat your teeth. So this is the all-around best toothpaste in the world, I believe. And it funds the InfoWar, so it's really magic. I mean, you're funding the information war. You're fighting the globalists, defending all your other freedoms while getting high-quality toothpaste that is the best you're going to find out there, ladies and gentlemen. We are so proud of this toothpaste. It's not meant to replace Super Blue, that is our number one bestseller. It has colloidal silver and iodine, and it's a great everyday toothpaste, and it's concentrated. Lasts a really long time. We're really proud of it. We also have it for children as well in natural bubblegum flavor, and it's excellent. Ladies and gentlemen, this is next level. You can brush with it every day. You can brush with it once a week. Different strokes for different folks, literally. But I can't wait to hear and see your reviews. I can only offer it at 25% off because at $19.95 regular cost, we're making $10 on it. When we go 50% off, we're not making any money. This is not like other toothpaste. This has patented proprietary ingredients in it that are proven and documented and amazing. It has the same nano silver that's in the wound gel. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to check this out. You need to purchase this at InfoWarsStore.com. And again, it funds the InfoWar, so it is a true non-zero-sum game, a classic 360 win. Thank you all for your support over the years to build this independent institution where we can not just come out with documentaries and films and huge interviews and game-changing investigative reports, but great products like this as well, like X2, like X3. Just everything we do is about game-changing and bringing you science and technology the globalists know about but don't want you to know about because they don't want to empower us. We're here for a pro-human future. We're here to empower humanity, and this does it. And when you buy it, it does more than just take care of your teeth and your gums. It funds the InfoWar. So get in there and get your super silver Beyond Whitening Toothpaste today at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, I am getting those clips into the computer that were not bleeped. And so, you know, I told you I was going to hit 6G in the last segment. And that's not going to happen now. I need a large crew tomorrow, and we're going to do a three-hour show tomorrow. So, and I'm not just saying I'm going to do this. That needs to happen. I will be here tomorrow, and I'm going to do a three-hour show at 3 o'clock. Three-hour Saturday show, 3 o'clock. It'll be on the satellite. It'll be on the radio. It'll be on the TV satellite, and I'm going to cover the total 5G globalist takeover, the 6G rollout, and I'm going to cover the whole spectrum. Because our children deserve to have a shot at the future and for people to take seriously what's going on, myself included. This isn't just more entertainment. This show isn't just something where we're having fun and, you know, Leo Zagami's on, a big reporter from Italy, and he's telling me about a Moloch in a famous 1920s film with child sacrifice run by the founder of the fascist movement that created Mussolini and Hitler. And then doing satanic ceremonies with Hitler. And I was finishing his sentences. We weren't making that up to be scary. That's where this comes from. Lenin was a Satanist. He said he was. Hitler was a Satanist. Mussolini was a Satanist. They're devil worshippers. Do you understand? Why the hell would they put up electromagnetic radiation that gives everybody cancer? Because they want to kill everybody. They want to do it slow. They want to be able to turn it up and turn it down and watch what it does. And they don't care if it hurts them. They want to hurt their bodies. Take one look at one of their servants, who they are. This isn't a game, people. We've all gotten punch drunk. I'm proud they want me arrested all over the news. I'm glad these knuckle-dragging crooks want me arrested because it means they're worried because I'm getting to them. The children that they've done horrible things to, these globalists, are crying out for justice, and it's our job to be part of that. Here's part of a piece we put together from the film, A Face in the Crowd. This is what the globalist media really thinks of you when they claim they love you and they care about you. It's all a sick joke. Here it is.
I'm not just an entertainer. I'm an influence, a wielder of opinion, a force.
Do you have any people paid by the CIA who are working for television networks?
I think we're getting into the kind of detail, Mr. Chairman, that I'd prefer to handle in executive session.
This is CNN.
Are those morons out there? Sure, I got them like this.
You know what the public's like, a cage full of guinea pigs.
Boy, did I almost look stupid.
Good night, you stupid idiot. Good night, you miserable slob.
There are a lot of trained seals. I toss them a dead fish and they'll flap their flippers.
Oh, if they ever heard the way that psycho really talks.
I don't care who the fuck you have to call. Stop the hammering.
So, I just want people to understand something. When you saw Joy Behar, was it last Friday, on The View say, hey, you don't tell them we're going to take the guns until you get in office, then we're going to confiscate all these dumb Americans' guns. That's the character that's supposed to be Will Rogers, who the left didn't like, you know, claiming he's some evil character, saying that he really hates his audience. But that's how the globalists are. That's really how they are. And she tells you out front she's lying to you. And they rub it in and they think it's funny. I 100% care about this audience. I 100% don't even feel worthy of people that care about me so much. And I'll be out walking down the street and a great family comes over and shakes my hand and the mom and dad have tears in their eyes. My God, I got to live up to that. But not these people. They love you trusting them so they can screw you over because they're a pack of devil worshiping trash. And they're scared of the spirit that lives on this broadcast, a spirit that won't bow to their fallen fake God. Satan. Satan's a loser. Christ, Jesus Christ, is in command.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
I know I've been wound up today, folks, and maybe the three cups of coffee I've had is part of it, but when they're all over the news saying you're a criminal and they want to put you in federal prison, and they're all over the news dreaming of the destruction of your family, when the leftists walk up to you and spit on you and say F your family to your face, it just gives you a lot of energy. It doesn't make me scared. It makes me just have too much energy and want to fight too much. And Millie Weaver called me this morning, and she began to put me on three-way with these recordings at the Secretary of State's office in Kentucky, and there's hours of this, and she told me the whole case, and I was looking it up at the time and confirming everything she was telling me from the news. And this happened months ago. The Democrats sued. They got 175,000 names put back on the voter rolls of people that were dead or living outside of the state. And they said, oh, it's just people that, you know, haven't voted in a while. Inactive. Well, it turns out it was Republicans that had moved to other states. Or it was their husbands or wives that weren't even citizens, but they used the DMV database, just like they caught them in California with lawsuits and FOIA requests by Judicial Watch. They got the documents. Remember that? They found 3+ million from California alone who voted in the names of dead people or folks that had moved out of the state. We have all these Democrat election heads over the years caught on video by Veritas and others admitting it. They can usually get one person to vote 10 times. So you wonder, there's no crowds for the Democrats, huge crowds for Trump, because of election fraud, and Republicans in the Justice Department won't do anything. So Millie's got a bigger video coming out. She's got one up on Infowars.com. Breaking, new evidence confirms Kentucky election fraud. Immigrants taken from DMV database and enrolled as voters, and then people vote magically in their names. Non-citizens being added to voter registration from DMV database. There it is. Now, that's the first interview she posted. It's T. It's like 7 minutes long. She's got a big one going up. Millie, great job. You and the team working so hard. Tell us the latest and when this big report's coming out. This is so huge. And, of course, it's bombshell that the people they put back on had never voted. I mean, that shows it's not people that they were told was inactive. They've gone and skimmed a bunch of names out of the DMV, people that aren't even citizens, and put them on there. And you just know, the governor's only lost by close to 5,000 votes. Do you know they stole it? And you know he needs to get into this. This is huge, Millie. We could turn this around and defeat them and stop them from defrauding the voters of Kentucky, Millie.
Well, you know, Andy Beshear, the Attorney General of Kentucky, it was his office that was the one that actually did the lawsuit to get the 175,000 purged voters back on the rolls. So, of course, it seems a little bit like he had something to gain there, don't you think, Alex? And it is pretty suspicious that they just, any immigrant who goes to the DMV and gets a driver's license, they just include them in the voter registration rolls. However, there's a box they can check to exclude people who are under 18 from the voter rolls. So why aren't they doing that with the immigrants who are even ineligible to vote? They just say, oh, well, it's just on them to choose not to vote. Well, we're just going to blindly hope that nobody commits election fraud when half the time you go to these election polls and the Democrats or the people there are saying, oh, yeah, it doesn't matter if you're an illegal immigrant or if you're an immigrant, you can vote. Yeah, sure, go ahead. Most of these uninformed citizens just walk in there, they vote, and then they don't realize they're committing a crime, which could actually get them deported. if they're even legal immigrants.
Well, Millie.
So it's a major problem.
Absolutely. I mean, as soon as you were telling me this this morning, we're on the phone listening to the recordings and later live calling back to the governor's office and then the Secretary of State's office. I was searching this and confirming, and people said, hey, these are people that moved out of the state. These are dead people. The judge just said, do it. And then now we learn it's your friend's, who's a citizen's husband, who's not a citizen, he's never voted. He's saying to the investigator, I'm scared. We've got the recordings. I'm scared. If you vote illegally, you can get kicked out of the country. I didn't vote. But he's on there, and they're saying they did vote. So this is, you know, this is it. We've got them. So the governor's re-canvassing to see if the votes were cast. Well, what about who cast them? That's the investigation. They've got to go into that database and look at who's out of the state or who isn't a citizen, and it's over. That will disqualify the votes, and the governor will win like he was supposed to.
Well, what's scary is in 2016, Tory, she actually went through the process of trying to get herself removed from the voter rolls in Kentucky. She sent in a notarized form paper, everything that she signed to have herself removed. And then when she went to go check it, now, recently, they said she was put back on the rolls, and she's like, well, why was I even put back on the rolls? This is ridiculous. I haven't lived in Kentucky for over 8 years. They said, oh, it was because of this recent purge lawsuit that they brought everyone back onto the rolls.
And then you called more and got more investigators on from the state. They all told you the same thing, which is confirmed. Yeah. This is incredible. This is incredible.
And they did say, the Kentucky Board of Elections staffers said, that they are going to be investigating and looking into why her immigrant husband was even registered to begin with. And it's important to note, both her and her immigrant husband, who's ineligible to vote, were registered as Democrats and put on the rolls, despite the fact that neither of them have lived in Kentucky for over 8 years. And they moved from, okay, so from Kentucky to then Oregon to North Dakota. She checked Oregon's records, and Oregon had removed them.
That's right, Millie. And again, your friend is mad about the illegal voting. You told me, I talked to her. She double-checked. She wanted to make sure someone wasn't stealing her identity. We should all be like her. And then she caught him. She caught him.
Yep.
And her husband's completely freaked out. He wants to stay here, obviously. He's law-abiding. This is incredible. And again, as you said,
right now, because if they did commit voter fraud in her husband's name, that could actually put his immigration status in jeopardy.
Well, he'll be fine because he reported it, but absolutely, unless it's a Democrat judge, they'll probably try to have him executed. Millie, this is insane. I mean, this is, and look, Judicial Watch, when we come back, I'll show you all this. I know you already know. They did lawsuits everywhere. They found 3+ million just in a few canvas areas of California. That was a small part that were voting illegally. So Trump said, hey, Hillary stole it by 3 million. That was only California, Millie.
Yeah, you know, Matt Blevin has only lost the race by, what, a mere 5,000 votes. And the Democrats and the RINOs are both saying, oh, you need to concede. You need to throw it in. Give it
no,
to the
no,
guy.
No.
What's wrong with you? You know, no, Matt Blevin needs to demand that they investigate this last-minute.
Well, it's not just investigate. They have a national ID database that tells who's in what state. The Democrats knew. They go, and that's what they use it for. They've been caught doing this. They go buy the database. They compare it and find out who's out of state, who won't know, who's been gone at least 2 years is the model. They do this. They have scientific firms do this. So they look at voter rolls in other states. They compare it. They find out who's moved out. Then they look at who's there. Then they hand out the people. Okay, you're a woman. You go vote 10 times as these women. You're a man. You go vote 10 times. And so, it's not just dead people. That's a small part of it. It's having homeless, illegals, and Democrat operatives. Hell, they've got videos online of the Democrats saying, go to Alabama, go to Kentucky, go to Michigan. Here's how you go and vote. And then they send in their voter registration cards like they live there using Democrat addresses as fraud. This is an organized criminal swarm that believes it will defeat us. It will not defeat us. The governor is the governor, and that should not ever stand down. He needs to prove this, compare the databases from their state to the others, and then remove the names that are improper and those votes and send the criminals to prison.
Alex Jones.
Stop the iodine conspiracy. Wake up the world challenge. BioTruth Selenium and Survival Shield X2 and X3, all three together in a triple pack with free shipping and double Patriot points, is about to end. Ladies and gentlemen, X2 and X3 are two amazing formulas of iodine. It's different strokes for different folks. See which one works best for you. BioTrue Selenium from the mustard seed supercharges all of it. We have this best deal ever on these products. 60% off, double Patriot points, free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. But we're about to have to end this special. The Everything Must Go Super sale is the main sale, and this sale is part of that sale. It's going to have to end by early next week. So support yourself, support your family, and fund the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com with this Stop the Iodine Conspiracy special.
InfoWars.com/show.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
You're gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
I get wound up about all this because our whole future is being stolen. They want me arrested. They want Don Jr. arrested for saying things that are public and lawful and that you should get pat on the back for. Robert Barnes riding the shotgun with us in this segment because he is a smart guy when it comes to election fraud. Going over Kentucky, the recordings, the admissions. She's a Republican. She's been signed up as a Democrat. Hadn't lived there in 8 years. Her husband is an immigrant. He's here legally. He's never voted. Totally DMV's been put over. They're doing this. They're messing with these databases. Then they're using the database around the country because other states let illegals get driver's licenses, then let that get on the voter roll to find out states that don't, to index them together and engage in the fraud.
There's always been a concern from the beginning of motor voter legislation, which originally had some good intentions. It was to make it simpler and easier for more people to vote and participate in the electoral process. The problem or the risk is if they're not correctly making sure the lists are up to date, and if they're not making and if they don't, all of this could be easily solved by voter identification. 95% of voter fraud concerns could be solved by requiring.
Yeah, you got to have an ID to match this.
Right, exactly. And that would deter a lot of sort of bogus voting. Now, it wouldn't completely prevent it because local precincts could report certain people as voting who didn't show up to vote. And then claim they voted a certain way. That's what happened when they did the examination in Detroit after 2016 in the recount. And the reason why all of a sudden there was no further pursuit of it is they found, now, of course, they're sort of lazy in this instance. There were more ballots than people who voted.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Well, what should the current governor do when 175,000 people got put on 2 months ago, and it turns out there are Republicans in other states and elite and immigrants that are legal but never voted? I mean, they ought to just index it, see who's in other states, see who is not a citizen, and boom, he wins.
The other thing to do is always look for turnout discrepancies. So people had been saying that after the Moore election in 2017, where Roy Moore lost the Alabama Senate seat, they thought there was voter fraud. I set out to prove that there was not voter fraud, and the way to do so is to compare various turnout in demographically similar precincts compared to using presidential turnout as a baseline. Well, it turned out there were very unusual turnout trends in the 2017 Alabama race. You had the same demographic group two blocks apart. One of them turned out at 90% of presidential turnout. One of them would turn out at 65% of presidential turnout. And the way that can happen if the voter fraud is involved is people claim people voted who didn't. And they vote for them effectively and just stick it in the ballot box. And you have so much control at each individual precinct, particularly when you have precincts that are 90, 95%, 98% Democratic.
Oh, here in Austin, they have city council members electioneering at the door to the, it's a federal and state crime. They just still do.
Yeah, it has to be a certain amount of distance. And the reason for that is people, they don't want people feeling coercive pressure. You had the famous case in Philadelphia where people were armed and outside of the presence of various polling precincts that appeared to create intimidation.
Black Panthers.
That they called
New Black
Panther Party was their self-identification. And there wasn't a meaningful real investigation into that one happened. So there's always risk when it comes to the ballot. It's who's counting the ballot. How did the protocols happen to make sure that ballot was properly placed by a registered voter? How to make sure that particular person is who they claim to be? These are all the problems. And when you have an election that's so tight, like Kentucky, you're talking about 5,000, 6,000 votes out of hundreds of thousands of votes cast, then you can have a realistic risk that voter fraud may.
But what about this case? I mean, this is stunning that a Republican who hadn't lived there in 8 years was put on the rolls of a Democrat, and her husband, a legal immigrant, never voted us on it. I mean, that is just stunning, Millie.
Yeah, she actually went through the process, like I said, of having herself removed in 2016. She sent in a notarized form and everything, and she was under the impression she was removed. And that's why they said it was when they did this litigation, they brought back all those purged voters. They put her back against her consent, essentially. And we should definitely look into this because Andy Beshear's office as attorney general, they participated in this lawsuit, this litigation, and yet he's now the one that won against Matt Blevin. He was the incumbent, the Democrat incumbent that won by a mere 5,000 votes. So we have to demand investigation immediately into the Kentucky election because if we're seeing it here, it means there's a lot more. It's like you see cockroach, that means there's a lot more.
Exactly. And you just said it. I mean, it's confirmed. I've got a big stack of articles, Dr. McHamshot, please, where California, 3.5 million more registered voters than live adults. That's like investors.com. Study 1.8 million dead people still registered to vote. That's NPR, just one area. The vote for all the Democrats refuse to see, New York Post. I've got dozens of these articles here, and people do suits. They get the database, they check it, and it's dead people, or it's people that have moved out, or it's illegals, or it's immigrants. This is insane. People say the Democrats don't have crowds. They only have these blue cities. That's where they've got the election fraud in place. They never leave because it's fraud.
No doubt. I mean, and there's such risk of fraud that it's amazing that the media is always so scared about a meaningful review. They weren't worried about it when the Georgia governor was claiming there was voter fraud. Then they were willing to let her continue to claim that the election was stolen from her, the Democratic candidate who lost the governor's race for years afterwards.
With no evidence.
Yeah, correct.
I mean, here's the deal. If I find Republicans cheating, I'll look. I saw some cheating on both sides back in 2000 between Gore and Bush. I don't know who won that. I mean, I know the Republican establishment will steal some stuff, but the Democrats are admitted.
Well, I mean, I
remember Obama on the eve of the election, of his second election with Romney, said, vote often.
Yeah, exactly. I actually bet on W in the 2004 because I was trusting that he would make sure the votes got counted in a certain direction. There's a long history of voter manipulation and voter fraud taking place in all forms of government.
That's another reason they hate Roger Stone, is he was involved in all that.
Yeah, there's been just that and the other about that. Well, he was definitely involved in everything that happened in Florida in 2000, and they've long believed
the Brooks Brother riot.
Exactly. The Democrats and the media have been very selective when they highlight issues of voter fraud. It affects both parties. It affects both institutions. It's across the board, and there should be full transparency about what happened in the
precisely.
And nobody should be scared of it or afraid of it. They should welcome it.
Millie, when is your new report? Please, you're working super hard. I'm not cracking the whip here. When is your next big report coming out? What is it going to add to this? Because already the one you already put up is bombshell.
Oh, yeah. We knew that this was imperative to get this information, the audio, out to the public immediately. So we just dropped it pretty raw. And we are going to be putting out another video, an edited out report with more detail and kind of going in depth into the investigation that we did. But I'm also going to be doing a live stream on my channel, Millennial Millie. And I'm going to be having the woman who recorded the audio on to talk about her whole situation.
Okay, when is that? Because I would like to take that live tonight. We have a space now where we re-air my show 6 to 7. Maybe you did it then, Central. We would dial in and pick that up. Or just let us know, and we'll take some of it live during the other shows.
Yes, that's going to be this evening. I'm working with her on an exact time, but we're going to be sitting down and trying to do this as soon as we can.
She's a very well-spoken woman.
She's extremely, this woman is very intelligent. She's on top of it. She's just the type of person that wants to have everything done right by the book, and that's why she...
And you've got the recordings of them checking the names and everything and the people on WOW. You're going to find the thing's loaded with people. It's going to be loaded with people that aren't citizens and loaded with folks that moved away.
Anytime there's been any meaningful investigation or litigation, that's always been revealed for the most part pretty consistently. That's what Judicial Watch revealed. That's like an independent political scientist did a study back, I believe, after the 2012 election. And what he looked at was just looking at demographic data and other metrics. He could determine what percentage of illegal immigration likely participated in the electoral system. And he found the number to be very high, and it shocked a lot of people, in the millions. And he was just pointing out that...
Well, Democrats now say all they want illegals voting.
Well, yeah, there's been many Democrats that have said that, unfortunately.
Hell, they're passing laws in Chicago and in San Francisco where they do.
But in the net effect of it, to allow them to officially participate. And the question becomes, once they're on their voter rolls, and once they're participating in the election process for local election, how are they going to preclude them from being participating in the
election? It's incredible. Hell, I may become an illegal alien. You get more rights when you do. How do people follow you on Twitter?
@Barnes_law.
@Barnes_law. And Millie?
Millie_Weaver on Twitter.
All right. And give people your website.
You can go to MillennialMillie.com, or you can find me as Millennial Millie on YouTube as well, or Millie Weaver on Facebook.
All right. You're awesome. Gavin, your crew, and everybody's awesome. And please pop on the other shows tonight. We'll be carrying a report as soon as it comes out. We'll post it to InfoWars.com. Folks, our first report's on InfoWars right now. Please get it out if you care. I mean, this is coffin nails to globalists. Flood the current governor. Flood Fox News. Flood Tucker Carlson. I know I'm going to text it to him. Get it out. Thank you, Millie. Great job. I'm going to come back with that race report I talked about. Thanks, Bob.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Videos every day of white people being beaten up and being attacked and being stabbed and being robbed and being knocked out and being pushed on railroad tracks, and Islamists is doing it to them, and the media just says white people are bad, they deserve to die. And there's all these other articles just completely and totally celebrating it all over the world. And articles about how whites need to be gotten rid of, and you know, 125,000 retweets of a woman saying, oh, I just robbed this white woman's purse. She deserved it. There it is. Woman brags about stealing purse and money from homophobic white woman, gets 126,000 likes on Twitter. That's the type of stuff we're talking about. And then we've got this new video of a white teenager being robbed by black folks at gunpoint while they say racial epithets at him. And again, imagine if a white person did that. It'd be all over the news. There'd be nationwide race riots. But the media knows how to hype up just the certain things to get what they want. And that's in the WikiLeaks. The Democrats are up to that. So here's some of the video.
Oh, no, this is my phone.
Bro, what do you want?
Bro, I'll say everything, bro.
Hey, give him your phone, bro.
I'm not playing with you.
Hey, phone.
Give him your phone, bro.
Bro, don't touch him, bro.
What do you want? I'll give you some.
What do you want? What you got?
Hey, what you got? Hey, you got money?
What you got?
Hey, you got money?
What's in your pocket,
what,
bro?
Everything you got.
30. Ride this nigga for his AirPods, bro. No. Ran that for his shoes, bro. Where that his shoes at? Hey. Ran his shoes, bro. Ran all of his ribs, bro. Gang ass out here, bro. Gang ass out here, bro. Don't play with us, bro.
So, hunting white people is a big sport. And white people are so self-hating and so domesticated that that's just the way it is. You'll never see that on the national news, though. It's just every day. It's just constant. But here's another example. Here's Piers Morgan, who doesn't believe we need guns to defend ourselves, although he's got private bodyguards, talking about UK village known as Little White Town for over 500 years. It's had that now name because of the shore. It's a port. It's got white rocks. May be forced to change its name over racism complaints, because back in the old days, they would name ports off of Yellow Cliffs or White Rock or, you know, Round Rock or Black Rock. But that, you know, you go down, or Freeport meant they didn't make you pay to pull into it. So everybody knows the names of ports. Well, oh, the word white is upsetting, like White House or White Rock Lake is in Dallas because they have white rocks on the shore. It's the White Rock Lake, you know. That's how they have towns, or like Brown Mountain or Green Field. Well, people want that taken down. They want it gotten rid of. So that's what's unfolding, ladies and gentlemen. So let's go ahead and play Piers Morgan. Here it is.
You look, Mr. McGough, I live in Biddeford. I'm very concerned that I think everybody should be shot dead.
Oh,
in the town.
That's not a very comparison.
Something extreme like, well, everyone shot dead. Would you then propose a motion that you don't agree with, saying, I propose that everyone should be shot dead in this town?
Well, I'm yes pretty settled on air, sir. I'm not going to give any views. I'd say that to you.
I'd give you quite a passionate view because I'm passionate about my town. You've just said the only reason you proposed a motion you completely disagree with is because some people complained. And it was the parishioners had an idea, they wanted to get rid of the signs. So I'm taking it to a logical extension and saying, if some parishioner came to you with some other mad idea, would you then propose a motion saying that that should happen? No, you wouldn't, would you?
If I feel passionate about a town and trying to defend your town, at the end of the day, it's taking too much to put this motion to the table. And
I can't listen to this anymore. There are things called Lynch Hall in this country, an Irish name. People think it means lynch black people because there was a famous case of a lynch guy who was, by the way, wasn't black, being lynched. It's mental illness, but the system empowers it because they want the media to hype things they want to cause a giant domino effect. So they're saying the OK symbol is racist and the left is banning it and prosecuting people in Europe that try to use it. Well, PewDiePie points out that now the bro fist, which when somebody sends you a fist straight on, it means I want to bump fists with you. Now, you say, oh, the left's crazy saying that's white supremacist and wanting to get rid of it. No, they're not crazy. They want dominance over everything in the world. That's what they're doing. That's what they're establishing. They know damn well their operation. And you glorify groveling. Oh, men and women's bathrooms upset you because some people identify as a dog. Let's give in to that. Oh, big fat men want to dress up in clown makeup and come hang out with your kids. So Sweden just put hundreds of thousands of dollars to start it there, to pay men to go and fondle children. It's about training you to be a slave. Here's PewDiePie breaking it down.
Quick question. Which one of these is a hate symbol? Is it A, the bowl haircut? B, the number 12? Or C, the OK hand sign?
It's all of them.
The answer is, of course, all of them. Let's go through some more examples. Remember this guy? I've actually never showed him properly on my channel. But most of you probably know it's Pepe the Frog. Pepe the Frog was a booming meme from 2015 to 2016. Everyone loved this guy. From what started in just a pretty small comic book, was adopted by the internet to become the biggest meme of that time. Celebrities were posting him, and what made Pepe so popular was that he could be made into anything. And the fact that there were so many different versions of Pepe became a meme in itself. Pepe practically became too popular, and versions of Pepe that should never have been made was created, which changed things a lot.
But they were all of them deceived, for another meme was made.
Emerging racist ideology known as the alt-right.
Junior, for example, he put this image on his Instagram account. It's a meme of Pepe. And for those of you who don't know, Pepe is a white nationalist symbol.
Are essentially nihilists who do it for the law. Basically, that means for the heck of it.
Racist, anti-Semitic, and overall just offensive Pepe memes were spread across the internet. And the future of Pepe looked bleak.
But there were some who resisted.
Some people fought back. A movement called Hashtag Save Pepe was created by Matt Fury, Pepe's creator, to try and bring Pepe back to something positive. The internet tried to help, even ADL tried to help, but it was too late.
All right, we'll air the whole thing coming up on the War Room. It's important. No, the ADL didn't try to help. Matt Fury, who said it was free and said the whole world should use it, and who put it out there, figured out, oh, I can call it white supremacist and then take my copyright back by claiming everyone's white supremacist that have it. And then he sued me. But he didn't get the money he was looking for. The Democrats firm spent $1.5 million. They got $15,000 from us because the judge said, you've won this case, but I'm not going to let it go to trial. Pay him $15,000. Incredible. But again, that's another one of the symbols they've taken away. Meanwhile, we'll go out to break. We'll go out to the end of the show here with Popeye's Chaos is up on drugreport.com. Angry Americans fight over coveted chicken sandwich. And this is the hysteria where they say it's oh so coveted. Oh, you've got to have it. And it's just a chicken sandwich. And people actually buy into it. Here it is. Just like they buy into Trump's evil and a racist. It's all just total hype. Here it is. Stabbing each other to death over chicken sandwiches. Because the media, an Austin PR firm, says it is the ultimate thing in the universe. Oh, oh,
oh. Yes. Yeah, what the hell? Oh! Oh, my God!
They won't fight for freedom, the average American. Won't get involved, but boy, if it's overhyped in a sandwich, let's kill each other. Quorum with Owen Schroyer at band.video and Infowars.com/show and on our radio TV affiliate. It's coming up. He's ready. He's locked and loaded. Thank you all for your support. Remember, they're all over the news calling for my arrest right now for no reason except the fact that they're criminals and they're scared of the truth. Thanks, crew. Great job. See you back tomorrow at 3 p.m. Special Saturday Show Live.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.